It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
All right. Dynamite.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
This is what makes it official.
This is the start.
<Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba>. Oh, yeah.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Woo! Cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here. Yes, we are here. The Swallows are here.
Happy Thoughts Thursday, bitches.
And wonderful people alike.
Yes. You know what? Bitches are wonderful people.
That's an endearing term.
It is.
Term.
When you say it like that. Term. When you're all bitches.
Bitches. What's up, my bitches?
I love you.
I think the gays has made it that way. The gays took away the negative connotation of bitches. I think so. Because it became like an endearing term. Like, yeah, my bitches.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Not like, bitch.
I feel like that's more
you're
like.
All bitches.
I feel like that's more like, bitch. Bitches.
Stuff like that. So you took it away.
Yeah, my bitches.
Well, love, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm having a good day. I feel good. I mowed the lawn.
I know already this morning.
Yeah, I fixed up and worked on the damn string trimmer because that thing was
good.
All a fight. So I got that all untangled.
Good.
And then I took the lawnmower blade off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I saw you. I like watching you work with power tools.
Yep, I sharpened up the blade. What's up, Claire? Sharpened up the lawnmower blade, which gave it a nice cut. So glad I did it.
Good.
Because it was square, pretty much.
Yeah, it was just like hitting it with brick.
I was just tearing it. Yeah. I wasn't cutting it. And so then before I put it on, I got down on the grass and I held some, and I put the blade on there, you know, trying to cut it.
Tried to saw it with it.
It cut.
It was sharp. Good.
That blade will cut you now.
That's real good.
Before it would just break you. But now it will cut you.
I love it. Well,
and so
yesterday
did the mower and that was good.
You cut down a tree for me.
Oh, and then last night and then yesterday evening, if you haven't seen that video, come on, you need to go and go to join Swallow Nation and freaking see the tree cutting.
I've been asking for that tree to be cut down for 3 years. And you can tell it was over 3 years old.
I was against the way that the cutting was taking place, I will admit.
Yeah.
You can see that clearly on the video that Marlon was doing the cutting. but it was done well. And all in all, the tree came down. No injury, no incident.
Nothing to the house.
And then, like, little fucking fairies showed up. Little trash fairies.
Yeah. They're finishing up their day, driving down the street, our trash guys.
Yeah.
And then they saw us working out there, and they know us. We've given them masks. We talked to them.
Right.
You know, we talked to everyone.
Talked to everybody.
It was great. And they came back and
we
took away all the branches.
Yeah, so I saw them rolling down the street going one way, right? And they were cruising real slow, and they checked us out. And I was like, dang, wouldn't it be great if they just put all this tree in their trash truck? And then,
it's like they heard you.
Yeah, right? And so then Marlon was like, yo, go out some cash. He yelled something at him. You know what I mean? We couldn't get the taco truck to stop. But anyway, so then they turned around, went down the road, came rolling back by, and the guy got out of his trash truck. I'm not going to say which company it was. It was a smaller company and independent guys, and said, hey, we got room. How about we'll take all this for $60? And we were like, what? And he's like, yeah, we'll take
it's
all.
It's a good size tree.
We'll take all your branches. We'll take everything for $60. We'll put it in this trash truck. So I immediately start running with sticks, you know, to put it in this
trash truck.
Towards the truck, of course. I tell Shayna, $60. And she's like, right on. So she comes in the house, gets some cash. These guys work so hard. And Marlon had a chainsaw.
Yeah.
We hadn't even cut all the branches down yet.
It hasn't even been cut down yet. Yeah. We just literally dropped the tree.
Had barely been on the ground 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so then Marlon's running like crazy with the chainsaw, cutting off all the branches, just scalping this tree all the way down to the main branches. And these dudes worked so hard. They were even willing to sweep or rake. They're like, mm-hmm. got a rake. We'll rake this up for you. And so we gave him $80.
Yeah.
And some masks.
It took him like 7 minutes.
I think it was a 7 minute cleanup between the four of us.
And the neighbors were shocked.
It was insane. That tree fell to the ground from start to finish. The very first cut to being done, I bet 1 hour.
Yeah.
Tops.
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so awesome, Classy Little Cupcake. If you go watch the video, you see the tree come down.
It's a big tree.
It's a big tree. Now, it's just boom.
Gone.
Gone.
Poof.
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 Crazy.
Like magic.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm magic.
Magic. You are magic.
Yeah.
You called it in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we do need to get rid of the stump.
Yeah.
But I got to cut it down because it's a whole gate project is the reason.
Yeah, we're taking it down.
One of the reasons, right. Other than Shayna hated it.
Well, anyways.
And so now we're excited.
I have something else to be excited about.
What? Tell me.
What time is it?
It's 9 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock.
10, 11?
Yeah.
Well, at 10:15, we're going to have a wonderful woman call in and be on the show with us today.
Oh, right. A local designer. That's
yes.
right. She's right. Her name is right there. Juliana's Wardrobe uh-huh. is going to be with us.
She's going to be with us.
And
Juliana.
Now this is Juliana.
Uh-huh. From Juliana's Wardrobe. Yes.
Excellent.
So... yeah, we'll talk with her when she gets on here in a few minutes. She'll be calling yeah. in at like 10:15. I
yes.
just wanted to give a little precursor.
Oh yeah, a little shout
to
out
to anyone out there so they know and they can get ready, they can listen.
Yep, she's going to join us and she's just going to talk about fashion and what she's dealing with
right now. This corona,
how it's affecting her business. Mm-hmm, I'm assuming mm-hmm. and yeah. all that good stuff.
Yeah, she's a designer and she has an alterations business and designs clothes, but
yeah,
she
yeah.
does wonderful things with antique dresses.
Oh right.
Yeah. So
that
we'll talk with her.
Right.
Yeah, this is the fashion show where you emceed recently before they all got shut down.
Was she going to show in this show that you got canceled in? Probably.
I'm assuming. Yeah, I'm assuming.
Point, yeah.
But we'll find out when she comes on in a few
okay,
minutes.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
But
talk to her later.
Before we
in
get there,
minutes.
What's your happy thought?
Happy Thought Thursday. Oh, you know what that means.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be.
All right, I have a happy thought.
It's Happy.
What's your happy thought?
Thursday, so go be happy today.
I have two, actually.
Happy oh. Thoughts Thursday.
I have a happy thought. I'm thankful for all the people that are helping us survive.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for your contribution.
Absolutely.
Buying masks from us because it's huge. It's making a difference in our entire existence.
Yes, and for supporting the podcast.
And I want to be happy for all the people that support this podcast because you guys make this podcast self-sustaining the way that it is by being a patron and you join with us on a monthly basis and you donate and you give to us and we can't thank you enough for that. Some of you who give at a $10 level and some give at more and less, it doesn't matter. But what matters is that you do give and you that just shows you care about us, and that makes us want to be here every day for you. It gives us a sense of responsibility to you,
right,
as our fans and as our patrons, to be here for you. So
right.
Thank you for that, because without a little bit of sense of responsibility right now, we would have none.
No.
None.
Just be flailing in the Corona Rona.
Right. I mean, I've got, it's Martini Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And it would be
ooh,
tomorrow.
I am making.
Tomorrow
so,
would be Long Island Friday.
I'm thankful for the martinis that I have stewing
yes,
right now in the fridge.
That's right. Stewing martinis.
So I had an overripe pineapple because I've been too busy to cut my fruit. And so then I cut it up and I poured a bottle of vodka over it.
Yeah.
It will chill until this afternoon.
It's going to be great. And then we're going to just drink vodka from the pineapple teat.
That's right.
Don't you macerate it a little bit? Not much, though.
I did a little bit.
Oh, you did?
And
okay.
It's super ripe. So when it's
oh,
super ripe,
yeah,
it just
dissolves
yeah.
into the vodka.
Yeah.
The vodka. Oh,
so
vodka martinis.
Fun.
Pineapple vodka martinis are always fun. We need to go get some fresh, though, so we can garnish it with the martini, with a little piece of wedge.
Nah, you just use a vodka-soaked one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like where your head's at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to put out happy thoughts for our friend and her cat.
Oh, I know.
Okay. You know.
She's having a cat thing this morning.
Cat's giving her some trouble.
She's gonna
allergies.
Have to go to the vet.
Something. And so happy thoughts.
Yeah.
And positive
and
thoughts.
Healing
for those
with
two.
That kitty.
That's right.
Miraculous healing. If
yeah.
it's a hairball, get it
get
out.
Get it out.
That's right.
Get that. Back in order. Everything
yes.
back in order.
Everything back in order.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
That's my happy thought for today.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yeah, what do you got?
My happy thought?
Yeah.
You know what my happy thought is? I am really happy that I have been really practicing walking in the spirit of gratitude.
Ooh.
Right? Like those guys yesterday that came to take away our tree magically.
That was impressive.
I was just like, you know what would be great is if this tree just disappeared. And then, poof, it disappeared.
That was crazy.
I'm so grateful.
That was insane, the whole thing. We just stood there and looked at the stump. Basically, we just have, because I want to make a bench and we want the main tree for firewood. So that's all that's out there. Yeah. Those main, anything under 6 inches is gone.
Gone. And he was going to take the whole tree.
He said he would have taken all of that.
Yeah.
But I want
even a wash machine had we had.
Had we had a washing machine, he said he'd have taken that. Well, because you gave him that extra 20. You gave me $80. So I appreciate your gratitude, and I'm trying to glom on as well.
Good. Yeah. Good. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah. I'm happy for me being able to find some more of myself. You know what I mean?
Playing
my guitar, find more time to nurture these things inside of me.
Right.
That's been great.
It's been great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just very happy lately, and I kind of almost wish that it didn't go back to normal. It just stayed this way.
Well, there is what's normal anymore. You can't say what is normal. Because there's no telling what is normal anymore.
Right.
Now, Juliana's called in, and she called in right as we're doing our happy thoughts. How you doing, Juliana?
Is she plugged in? There she is.
Hello.
I heard her.
Hello?
Hello.
There you are. Good morning.
Can you hear us?
I can hear her.
I heard her for a second.
I did. I heard her.
Maybe she doesn't have headphones.
Maybe she's working it out.
Hello?
Maybe she doesn't have some headphones.
Oh, she did. I thought so.
Yeah?
I heard her, so that means we had her for a minute. She's still there. She'll get it figured out.
Oh, okay.
You turn your ear up so that we hear her.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Very low. Softly. So if you've got headphones on, maybe get closer to the microphone.
I do have headphones on.
Maybe
I have corded headphones on.
Yeah, I am as loud as I can get.
That's all I can.
All right. Hello. Is there a delay? Are you having a hard time hearing us?
Hello. Can you call her?
Hung up.
She'll call back. She'll call right back.
I'm wondering if there's a delay or something.
I don't know.
Let me, that's why I said.
Yeah, they could hear her.
Let me get rid of some of these.
Yeah. You got all your stuff open.
I have my standard stuff that I do, you know?
You know what?
It's not Friday, Mary Poppins. What are you, crazy? It's not Friday. It's Thursday. Hello, Juliana.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear.
Okay.
They can hear. I don't know why you're having such a hard time. Yeah. Juliana, how are you today?
I am great. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. We're just getting ready here to talk with you this morning.
My phone is, I don't know what's wrong with it today.
Oh, I don't know. We hear you.
I think I'm... Okay, good.
Just as long as you can hear us.
Yeah, just as long as you can hear us. We can
hear
you.
I can hear you guys just fine.
Perfect. We got it worked out on our end, and we can hear you.
And we can hear you going through the screen door. We hear you very well.
I was upstairs, and I think my internet connection was bad upstairs. So I came downstairs.
That does happen. That's true. You got to get closer to it. That's wonderful. Well, how are you doing?
We got you.
I'm actually doing pretty good today.
Good.
I thought it was supposed to be rainy, so seeing the sun made me happy.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm ready for sunshine.
I'm glad I mowed.
Well, let's give a little introduction to you. You are Juliana with Juliana's Wardrobe.
Yes.
And now what is your company?
So I specialize in vintage wedding wear redesign. So I use vintage wedding dresses and make them into either other wedding dresses, baptismal gowns, vests for men, silk flowers.
Oh, I didn't see your flowers.
So that's what I specialize in.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Your work is beautiful. Sean did a show with you early.
Thank you.
Like, what was it? Early
January.
Yeah, it was in January. So. Yeah,
it was January.
That was beautiful. The gowns that you put up were absolutely beautiful. Even the pieces you just had out for a display for people to look at, just beautiful.
Oh, I like that one. You had that one from the 1800s that you had on a dress form. That was amazing.
Yes.
So now let me ask you a question. Yes. If one of our listeners had like their great grandma's wedding dress, you could like repair it or restore it?
Or repurpose it?
Yes.
For them?
Yeah, or repurpose it.
We restore, restyle, and renew is what we...
Oh, I like that. I like that.
You should have yours made it.
Restore,
like a,
restyle, renew.
Shayna has her wedding dress, and I'm always trying to get her to do something with it. She should get like an evening gown, some sexy night, you know, like...
Something sexy out of it?
Looking up the sky out of the night. Something like that, you know, a little sexy. Take you out to nowhere because it'll be closed for
a while. Yeah, so how has this coronavirus season been treating your business?
Well, we've been closed since Denver closed down, but almost all my clients have either postponed or canceled their weddings.
Oh wow, that's happening.
I have one client who is still planning on getting married in October, so we are working out how to see her late May to continue her dress.
What could you do?
Amazing,
you know?
Yeah. This really did hurt every facet of the wedding industry, and I didn't even think about that when it comes to the dressmakers.
Yeah. Well, alterations, making custom ones,
flower girls.
Yep. Everyone, all of them, bridesmaids, everyone. Wow. Well, what have you been doing in the meantime?
Yeah, to fill your time.
Well, I have been making masks, face masks. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to jump on the bandwagon, you know, because I was like, I don't know if people really need them, if this is hype. But then a doctor's wife, the doctors from Denver Health reached out to me and said, yes, we definitely need masks.
Awesome.
So I started making masks, and my sewing students also made some masks, and my sewing students are age 11 and 13.
Oh, that's great.
So, they made some and helped, and we've donated to several clinics, hospitals. We've mailed them to the Navajo Nation.
Oh, fun.
We're sending some today up to Pine Ridge in South Dakota.
Sweet.
And then the doctor I was working with at Denver Health asked me if I can make a pattern for a hospital gown because they were running out fast.
Wow.
So I did several mock-ups, and they would take them to the hospital, try them on, and then wash them and send them back to me after they'd written on them. And I don't normally, I'm usually the person that fits stuff, so it's really weird to be trying it on and making notes and
and now you're just guesstimating.
It was like, okay, I'll shorten that and do that and send it back, and they're like, okay, well, needs this now. So,
yeah,
but that was, there was, what was fascinating to me about that though is I learned a lot about how surgical scrubs are worn and what the important parts are, and I was like, it was fascinating to that whole process.
That's so great. It's so weird though, right? Not being hands-on. That's what I was just thinking about. Not being able to look at it on them too, and to be like, oh no, I see here, you know, and where it needs to come in and be taken in or whatever.
Well, did you see the story about the tailors, you know, like at the Men's Warehouse and different clothing stores that are going to do tailoring from behind a piece of plexiglass where they're just going to have a hole. There's like a slot in there and they got to reach there. It's like glory hole tailoring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I imagine that wouldn't be even easier, you know what I mean? Try to get to inseam through two holes in a piece of plastic, your face all up against the glass.
Yeah, I saw that story too. It's a high-end men's fashion
suit.
Store. They have them over in Europe and here. And so over in Europe is where they're trying out this new...
So probably not the Men's Warehouse.
No, not the Men's
Warehouse. Okay.
But it is really weird, right? It's like...
Yeah, everything's... I'm telling you, there is no normal yet. We don't know normal.
No.
I guess us as designers, we could wear like the spaceman hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like a beekeeper.
Yeah, with your hands covered and everything's covered. Come in like you're from space.
The hard thing about that is... we touch everything. Like, it's right. all about the touch of the fabric and moving it and moving yep. it on the person. And so, like, if you have gloves on, you can't feel anything nope. properly.
No, we can't feel
can't
it.
Hold pins.
Oh, God. The pinning would be the horrible part. It's like,
oh, they'd have to be huge.
Yeah, right?
yeah. They'd have to be giant pins.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
Well, then you would mar the fabric. So right. That would right. not be good either.
That's pretty fabulous. So are you gonna start making gowns for them at Denver Health?
They actually ended up going a different route. Aww. But they were able to
take your design.
Get yeah. And I have the pattern, but now we're trying to figure out how we can digitize that, because I've never I'm old school. Right. I was self-taught, and I like to draw and make paper patterns that way. I've never done it on a computer. So my intern is working on trying to get it digitized so we can just let it out into the universe so people can use it.
How fun is that, though? That's I mean, cool. you know, this Rona has forced you into something different now. It's causing you to have to learn something else.
That's sweet.
Which is what I love. I love that when it happens.
We have to adapt. And those that aren't adapting are the ones having the hardest trouble, I think, dealing and coping. You know what I mean? Because they're trying to continue their same routine, and it's just not possible. You got to adapt.
Right.
And our lives will never be the same, and how we do it will never be the same.
Yeah.
Never.
I keep telling everybody, in this time, you have to think, okay, how can I live like this forever if I had to? Yeah. You know? What do I need to change? Yeah. What do I need to learn? How do I need to grow to be able to adapt to this situation and be successful in it? I think that's the biggest question everyone needs to ask.
Yeah, that is. How do we adapt?
Yeah.
That could be the problem too.
And my intern's looking at, because there's apps that can measure people.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So,
how accurate are those? Yeah. I've saw all those Apple apps where people will measure in their wieners. It was saying they were like like 13 inches long
usually
and shit.
Need that measurement.
Yeah. It was saying they're like 13 inches.
They always lie on those measurements anyways.
That app was developed by a man.
Well, you have to wonder, though, because like all these online companies that are selling bras and lingerie and you know what I mean? There has to be some way for them to be able to measure.
Yeah, we actually are working on doing a video at least so we can send it to our clients.
Oh, good idea.
Self-measuring.
So they can see how I would like to measurements, because it's fascinating in people who make clothes, how everybody measures just a little different.
I know, I love it. I love it
so much.
Between
all your designers.
Yeah.
I can remember there would be models in the house, and Shayna would be measuring them, and they're like, why are you measuring that? She's like, well, because I want to know what size that is. And they're like, no one's ever measured the top of my head before. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I might make your ass a hat. I don't know.
You never know. You never know what you're going to end up making.
No, you need all the measurements. I love it.
Why do you need the length of my calf?
Well, you know, really, it's about where the bulge in your calf is.
Right.
Yeah. Mine's like all the way through.
How far that is?
Yeah, exactly. He's so funny. Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you've had something going on for you
during
this time. Yeah. So is your shop back open now?
Well, we have just moved back to our studios. We have our studio at Grace Studios, which is in the Rhino District in Oakville. And we have 85 artist studios in this one building. And so I have three studios in there.
Oh, how fun.
And we're just opening up this week, but we're not allowed to have clients just yet.
Yeah, but you can be back in your space now.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
And
I'm moving my stuff from my home, which I was in the dining room in the middle of everybody. And I thought that I had one carload of stuff. I'm on my fifth carload going back to the studio. I'm like, how did this all get over here?
I love it. I love it. You're like, what has happened? That's how you know it's growing without you even knowing.
Yeah, exactly. No wonder it was so, all of a sudden our house was getting smaller and smaller because I had so much mask stuff going on in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So much mask stuff.
Well,
once you
get started with the masks, and I think people find out you're making masks, then it's just hard to stop.
Yeah, it's hard to stop.
Well, the good thing about the masks was I've been taking only donations, and I have been donating more than half the masks I make.
Oh, that's
but
good.
People have been so generous in their donations that I was able to pay my rent.
Oh, nice.
At my studio.
Yeah, that's awesome. Beautiful.
So that has been great. And I'm like, okay, if the masks are going to pay my rent for a couple months, I'm going to happily keep making them.
Absolutely. Amen. You take it. That's exactly right.
Feel the same exact way.
That's just being successful in this situation.
I know, you know, it's using your talents and your experience to the benefit of others, just like you girls know how to sew. Shane's been sewing her whole life. You better be making masks.
Yeah, you kind of feel like because you do have the gift and it comes so easily to you that you should be.
This is your time.
Doing it.
This is your time to touch humanity. Humanity with your skills and pass them on. Now I know how to run a sewing machine.
Oh, yeah. I've been teaching Sean.
I can go straight. Oh, man. You should see my straight lines. If you need something sewn straight, right here. This guy.
He's going to be a great pillow maker.
Oh my gosh. Not big ones though.
Nice. I have some curtains from a shop that need to be made. You want to come over?
That sounds straight. I can do that.
It's very straight.
Okay, I can do that.
They're 10 feet high.
I love it. Yep.
I think that's a good next step for me. Longer, straighter.
More straight. That's so great. Well, Juliana, do you have employees at your shop?
I have one intern. Her name is Tori. And she came to me from the Metro, from Metro's costume shop.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Is how she found me, because I put a flyer up in their costume shop. Ah. Because my background is actually theater.
Right.
And I love to work with theater professionals and theater students, because I find that in the theater world, it's all about collaboration.
Yeah.
And I love to teach people to sew, the costuming trade, the wedding trade. And so she's been actually working on inventory this whole time that we've been off. She took a bunch home.
Oh, good.
And photographed it. And
oh, that's nice.
So.
That's
but we're
great.
Back now, and she's been helping with masks, and our shop is a disaster because it took so much stuff home, and now it's all just sitting in the shop.
Right. Now you got to put it all away.
Yeah.
That should
but
be her
so
job, too.
Yeah, that's part of why I have interns.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, well, that should be her job, too.
I feel like I'm the intern all of a sudden. Yeah, now I feel like I'm the intern.
I have several interns myself.
Yeah.
I just feed them drinks at the end of the day.
That's it. That's how you get us. I'm God.
Maybe that's what I need in my shop.
Food and drinks at the end of the day.
My liver can't leave her.
It's like the...
Yeah, I heard about those martinis you're going to have later.
Oh, yeah. They're stewing, I believe is the word Shani used.
They're stewing. They're steeping.
Steeping.
Those were in my refrigerator.
Steeping. I know. Oh, it looks so good, too.
I know. We should put up a picture of the jar it's in and everything. It says poison. No, it says biohazard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty great. They're so good.
Martinis are just good on any day, but especially Corona Thursday.
Well, you know what? We're only like working half days anyways, right?
I'm working half days, 2 days.
Two half days.
Yeah, I'm working 2 half days a week. So what am I supposed to do, Shana?
Yeah.
Mow the lawn and then kick back and drink and look at it.
Wow, that's why you started so early today.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Juliana, are you married? You got kids? Who are you sheltering with?
I do. I have my daughter, Liv. She's 13. And she does not like the homeschooling.
Oh, I bet.
On the computer. She hates it. She's a social butterfly. She wants to be in school. She wants to be with her friends. So she's struggling a little bit. Yeah. And she's like, I hope we go back to school in the fall because she'll be starting high school.
Oh.
Ooh, I hope so too. But it's probably going to be limited, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be like
so
every
she's
other
a little
day.
Concerned about that because she's like, I just want to. Because she got into the Denver School of the Arts. So she's all excited to start that new high school experience.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, good for her. Well, I do not envy all you folks with teenagers. I could not imagine going through this with a teenager in the house. Thank God our kids moved out. You know what I mean? Even with these two in the 20s being around here this whole time, it had been tough.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been hard. So I congratulate you all and applaud all of you parents who don't have a dead teenager in the basement.
Right.
Right now. You know?
There were days that I'm like, you need to go walk the dog.
That's right. You gotta get out of here.
Right, yeah.
But sometimes I go sit in my car in the garage and just sit in there.
And just let the car run.
And then no one can find me. And I'm like... Good. No one can find me. Exactly. I'm just going to sit here a little longer.
Little longer until that door opens, right? And they see you. You're like, shit. Yeah.
Watching Netflix.
That's when you lay the seat back.
Yeah. Totally. That's brilliant.
I'm not in this car watching TV.
Yeah. With the motor running.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been tough. Summer started way early this year.
Summer break.
Yeah.
On inside.
That's what it is like for all the parents. It's like, shit, now I have these kids even longer that I have to find something to do.
Right. Yeah, make her grow a garden or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can't go anywhere because you're like, great.
We're all stuck here together.
We're putting up a vertical garden on our fence because we have nowhere to grow in our backyard. I live in North Denver. We have a very small yard. But we're going to grow a vertical garden.
I love it.
And so...
Yeah.
We're working on that.
Put the pot plants at the bottom.
Just made a list of all the house projects.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, okay, I think I can help with some of these. I'm like, well, you're going to.
Good.
If you want to or not. We're just going to get them done.
Right. Yeah. This is actually your list.
Right. And it starts with you go to YouTube and look up drywall mud.
Right.
How to paint.
This is your new project, your new school. This is your new class.
How to refinish cabinets.
I love it.
Yeah, I know. I've got to do the garage, and I've been putting it off. I got to paint it and everything, and I just can't seem to find time to go buy paint.
I know. It's been so busy.
They'll deliver it to you.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
Oh, great idea.
Watch the way you're talking over there.
I'm looking at that today.
No, no. What? I'm sorry. We got a bad connection, Julia. Thanks for being on with us. Okay, bye.
You're funny. I'm looking at that. Paint will be here this afternoon.
I don't know. Well, I gotta check the nap of my rollers. I can't just have some delivered rollers.
They will bring new rollers.
I need to touch the nap.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna touch it on you when it gets here.
I feel like there could be a mural project or something in the future for us.
I thought that too.
Or maybe for you too.
Yeah, right? Paint something fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, I was thinking about painting like the inside of our fence, you know, so when we're in our backyard, it's like some really cool flowery thing.
Exactly. Right. I'd put a big old flower right on there.
We'll do a Bob Ross, like a Bob Ross mountain
scenery.
Yeah. Have a couple happy little trees in there.
If we have to stay where we are, at least you get to leave your house now and go to your studio.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. Oh, it's just like I have to leave.
Yeah, I have to get out of here. You people are making me crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Quit touching my stuff.
Yeah.
That's how I would feel. Quit touching my stuff. I know it's everywhere. Don't move it.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the worst about you guys, is you know where everything is at, but it looks like it's everywhere. So don't even try to find it. I'll be right there.
That's right.
Exactly. It's true.
It is true.
Completely true.
So how'd you get started in all of this?
So my background is costumes.
Right.
So I actually went to school in Columbia, Missouri at Stevens College, an all-women's college. And I went for fashion originally. But one of my friends came up to me and said, do you want to run the show at the theater, the student-run theater? And I was like, sure, I'll do that. And I was hooked. And I was like, I'm doing theater.
It's so fun.
So
as a performer or as the costumer?
As a costumer.
Ah.
And so my bachelor's degree is in technical theater. So I learned how to build sets, do the lighting, do the painting.
I
learned
love
all that in undergrad.
Awesome.
And then I actually was lucky enough to work at the Denver Center Theater Company.
Oh, fun.
And it turned out that the shop manager's mother went to Stevens College. And so that's why my resume like caught her eye. And so I worked in wardrobe. I worked in the shop. And it's so funny when you get out of college how you're like, think you're all ready and you know everything.
Uh-huh.
And then you get into the real situation. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think I know anything.
Right.
But the folks at the Denver Center Theater Company and their costume shop, basically that's where I cut my teeth. They taught me so much. And it was really great to work there. I worked there on and off for 11 years. And then I started to travel around the country and work for different costume shops all over the country. And then I got a job at the Santa Fe Opera one summer.
Oh,
working
fun.
In their costume shop. And I fell in love with opera costumes. And the coolest thing about opera costumes, they're very similar to bridal dresses.
Yeah.
Because they can be huge and bold and big, or they can just be like these little, nice, tight little, you know, pieces of work, art, you yeah. know. So then I went back to graduate school because I thought, oh, I want to be a professor. And that's what I love to teach. And I thought I was going to be a costume professor. So I went to the university in Texas in Austin, and I got my master's degree there.
Wow.
And my last semester, I got pregnant with my daughter. And so my late husband and I, we were either going to get pregnant and come back to Colorado, or we were moving to New York City so I could work in theater. So we came home
yeah.
with our little baby. And my parents live nearby. So, and then my mother-in-law came and lived with us. And I just want to say it's my mother-in-law who's amazing. But other people are like, oh my God, I could not live with my mother-in-law. But the best thing about my mother-in-law is she allowed me to continue creating because she would help with my daughter
right.
when she was
right.
really young.
Which is huge.
So, yeah. And then that's when I started doing more wedding dresses because I would do them in my home
right.
while I was raising my daughter. And so then about 5 years ago, my husband passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was like, oh, thank you. It's he was always so supportive. And after he passed, I was like, I have this little girl that I need to raise and send to college someday. And although I love theater, I can't make enough money
there
in theater yeah. as a single parent household. So that's when I started moving into more alterations, that kind of thing, doing it out of my home. And then I finally decided I needed to move out of my house and I wanted to specialize in wedding wear. And I love vintage and I love restoring vintage. And my own wedding dress, I have cut up and made my daughter's baptismal gown, her confirmation gown, her first communion gown. And sweet. Then we still have the bodice left over. So when she gets married, if she wants me to do her dress, oh, we'll have made four dresses
that's
out of the
fun.
One.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
And so I started doing it for other people. And I really believe that when a couple gets married, that the energy of that day lives in those fibers of their clothes.
Sure.
So there's love, hope, joy, all that is there. And then all the family and everyone that hugs you and like all that lives in that dress. And so often that dress gets put in the closet, hoping their daughter or granddaughter will wear it one day. And it gets pulled out 20, 30 years later. And they're like, oh my God, I'm never going to wear that.
Right.
But there's still all that energy in that fabric. It hasn't gone anywhere. And so I love to take it and then recreate for the new bride what they want, the vision they have
yeah.
for it.
And get that life out of it.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of life left in there.
Yeah. And it's so funny because people always talk about the dresses from the 80s and 90s. They're huge. Mm-hmm. They were like monster dresses,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Even the sleeves and alone.
Yeah.
Yes. But those are some of my favorite to work with because there's so much fabric.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You have so many options.
Yeah, we have one piece that we made. We made a suit out of a 90s dress.
Now, I remember it was a coat, that suit jacket.
Yeah, the bride did not, she did not want a dress. And so we made her pants and a vest and a coat. And
awesome.
We I remember seeing that.
Did silk painting on the back of the vest because she loves the mountains. And so it's a mountain scene on the back of the vest.
Oh,
and
how fun.
So I love to just create that and bring the bride's ideas into fruition.
Yeah,
and
that's
then they
awesome.
Can enjoy their day. All the energy is still there. And then that piece then can be saved because of my theater background. I make everything so it's all easily alterable.
Right.
And someone else can wear it then in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. That's how all clothes wow. should be made, easily alterable.
Yeah, totally. Well.
Yeah.
Your wedding dress has got a lot of fabric in it.
Well, the skirt is huge.
Yeah, it's
I have
huge.
Big Cinderella ball gown
right,
dress.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that 13 yep. foot train.
Yep.
That Michael Jackson train.
That's pretty amazing.
The funny thing is, that about trains is the bride never knows how long the train is till she sees the photos.
Right, right.
Because if you turn, it swoops around you a little bit. Because I didn't think I had a long train. And then when I saw the pictures, I was like, what? Am I trying to be Lady Di? What happened here? Why was my train so long? Yeah. And why did none of you tell me? And
right.
Like, we thought you wanted that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because every time you turned around and looked at it, you said, oh, I love it.
Oh, that's, that looks all
right. I love it. I love that you do that for people, too, because it just gives them an option.
Mm-hmm.
I am the youngest of five girls. My oldest sister got married, and my mom made her the wedding dress.
Right.
And I have that wedding dress, you know, and it's like I'm just sitting here thinking, like, ooh, what could we turn that dress into,
right.
You know, yeah. For Selena, my niece, her mom, you know, right. That was her mom. And so it's like, oh, that's a great idea. That's exciting.
Make it into something else, like an evening gown or something.
Right. Well, pretty soon you'll be able to have people back into your shop.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we also dye. So if it's natural fiber, we can always dye the wedding dress.
Oh, yeah.
To make it to something else. We can make it into something, change the color. We can ombre dye it, you know, dark to light.
Right, right.
Anything like that.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, we have one dress in the shop right now waiting for the bride to reschedule her wedding. And it was her mother's dress that her grandmother made. And she doesn't really like the style, but we're going to redo the skirt part, make a completely new bodice, and then we're going to dye it purples and pinks.
Oh, fun.
So it'll be darker on the bottom up to white on the top.
Yeah, that's very fun.
That's a great idea.
That's very exciting. So tell us how people can find you.
So my website is julianaswardrobe.com, and then on Instagram I'm the Juliana's Wardrobe, and on Facebook it's Juliana's Wardrobe.
Okay.
And Juliana has two N's in it.
Right.
J-U-L-I-A-N-N.
Did I do it wrong? No, I got that.
Yeah, one L and two N's.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. I love that. So people can reach out to you even now, like even if they're planning a wedding or they have a vintage dress or anything like that. You really will make them any kind of dress.
I can do anything. And because of my theater experience, I really can do anything. I worked for Costumes and Creatures, who made all the Sesame Street Live touring.
Oh, fun.
Costumes. So I know how to make mascots. So I can make like really elaborate dresses that do kind of crazy things that, you know, they can light up or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can just do everyday stuff. We can hem pants.
Right.
Which isn't my favorite, but we're fast at it.
Right, so. Right. You can do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So it's best for people to reach out to you with any kind of question, and then you can field it if you guys would be interested in doing it or not. That's super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so great.
And there's a need for it.
Yes. You know,
which is great.
Yeah. Can't she make a furry costume?
Fast fashion.
Yeah.
That it's hard to find quality garments anymore. So
absolutely.
I actually have several clients that thrift a lot. So they find these, you know, vintage clothes that they just need a little alteration to.
Right.
Even. So I love working on those too, because of course it's vintage and it's fun.
Right, right. And it's neat that people are just bringing all these different crazy things into you.
Yeah. So another question is, like, let's say I've got a wedding dress from someone back in my past and I don't want it anymore and I don't want to just give it away or give it to Goodwill. Do you take donation dresses?
Oh, great. Great question.
We do take donation dresses, and sometimes we can use them in other dresses.
Right.
Because fabrics from like 50 years ago, you can't get those today.
Right.
Right.
And so sometimes we source out of some of our donations. And then the other thing that we do is we make dresses for babies that are born and don't live.
Oh.
So for those little babies, we make out of our scraps and pieces of the wedding dresses, we make those dresses and donate those.
Oh, that is so wonderful of
you. That's amazing. That's something I would have never thought about in a million years.
Yeah, me either.
That even being a need.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyways.
Yeah, I had a really good friend's daughter who had a child like 6 months early, and he lived only a few days, and that's where we got the idea from.
That's a great idea.
It's a great
idea. That is a great idea.
Okay.
And that helps the grieving family.
Yep. Well, because you know there's those people. Yeah. There's women out there that have got a wedding dress in the closet from the dude they married that they didn't like, and they have nothing. They want to keep it and stuff
right,
like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so there's a place you can give it a new life.
Right.
I guess that's what
yes.
I was looking
yeah.
for.
Right.
Yeah. Very
that's
cool.
That's wonderful.
I'm so glad you came on.
I am too.
Yes, thank you. I've had a great time.
Good.
Well, we'll post all your information, and we share it on Facebook. You can grab it off of there, too. We can send you the link so that you can share it around for people. But then we're going to just kind of push it out there for you, so hopefully you'll get some more business as we open up from the Rona.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Post-Rona life. We'll yep. see what it looks like.
That's right.
Yep. I know. It'll be interesting, won't it?
It's going to be really interesting.
One thing I can say for sure is after it's all over, the clothes that we buy will still not fit us right.
So we will at the still, store.
True.
Exactly.
We so will still be needing alterations.
That's exactly right. And people will be getting married again someday. And
oh,
all
yeah.
this will go yeah. to a different kind of life.
You might just be making a plastic suit that goes over the whole outfit.
Oh, exactly, like the old school
you
couches.
You get your dress and your space suit.
Yes, brilliant. Oh, you're going to be using the fabric from the dresses to make the matching masks.
That's right.
For all the wedding party.
All the wedding party.
The, whole, the priest will get his own mask as well.
That's right.
The officiant.
You can, little flower you can put
girl.
Their little inscription on there, their initials,
oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
H and L. Eternity's love can never touch what we have.
2020.
2021. 2021.
That's right.
It could say 2020 and then a slash.
I did want to mention we are doing virtual consultations now.
Okay.
Where we're doing Zoom meetings with clients who can show me their dress and we
can
talk about it. Or if somebody has an alteration,
mm-hmm.
some of them I can do visually. I'll be like, oh yeah, we can do that and that. And then they can drop it off and we'll do it.
Right.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great. Okay. That's good to know.
So you don't have to sit around and do nothing about planning your wedding. You can still
you can
talk
still
to
be
your,
proactive.
Your dress girl.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah,
yep.
exactly. And you can do all that through your website.
Yeah.
Or email.
Right,
you
all,
can.
All the design process is starting to happen. So that can all start now before we even see somebody.
All right. What
oh,
about Facebook?
Good idea.
Can we find you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yes. On Facebook, we're Juliana's Wardrobe.
Juliana's
yes.
Wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nadia's asking. And so I just wanted to make sure it was said.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Sweetness.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you, Juliana.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You're doing so many good things.
Keep it
good
up.
For you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Keep up the
Enjoy
good
your
work.
Martinis later.
Thank
Ooh.
You.
Yeah, we'll probably podcast a portion of it, so just wait for that.
Well, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. She's doing a lot of great stuff.
That's amazing.
I wouldn't have thought about
the little babies.
The babies. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's a real thing.
Her work is beautiful.
I can attest to
her work is beautiful. We'll put all of her information in here so that you guys can check her out.
Yes.
And maybe you know, you need something. You can have her do something.
Totally.
Right. Send her something.
Exactly.
Find something. Have her do something for you.
And that's a great that you could donate. Wedding dresses to her because, you know, I know they're out there. People have them and don't want them anymore and
yeah.
don't know what to do with them.
Do something good with them.
Yeah.
Especially that. Especially the little thing she's doing for the little babies.
Oh, the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
That's amazing.
That's so fun.
So.
Anyways. What?
What are we going
to
do now?
Well, our day is full of adventure, a little bit of masking, straight to martini. All right. We've got a couple. We've got the crew coming over.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna share some laughs. We're gonna clink our glasses, clink. I gotta go to the post office.
Yep.
I gotta mail out some stuff, and that's it.
That's
and then
it.
It's right. We slide on into Friday.
Right on into Friday.
Just slide on in.
I know. I should tie dye tomorrow.
And then we should tie dye this weekend, maybe. Maybe it's a tie dye weekend.
Maybe.
Tie dye weekend. 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 It's going to be fun.
Well, you got anything else here today for our lovely peeps?
You know, nothing that's super, super blows my mind. And I haven't looked at anything going on in the world. I couldn't tell you if something important has happened.
Oh, Mary was asking if you got your cake.
There is a cake on the counter upstairs. I saw cake mix being mixed. So I'm assuming that one has been baked.
Yes.
And has one been frosted?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I do have a cake. So that's what I'll be having.
That's what I did while you mowed the lawn.
Post-podcast, you made
I made martinis for later
yeah.
and a cake.
And you made me a breakfast burrito.
And I made you breakfast.
A little breakfast omelet talking.
Look at me taking care of you this morning.
You made like a Denver omelet in a tortilla.
Yeah.
It was jam.
Good. I'm glad you liked it. It was the
bomb. I have beer in the refrigerator.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm going to try that today.
Are you
going to
have a beer?
I'm going to try the beer.
You don't usually drink beer.
Well, I made this beer.
Oh, right.
So I've got to try it. I've called it Old Gold, New Gold number 25.
That's what you're calling it?
That's what I called this one.
Oh.
And I called it that because I had a gold marker. That's all I had. It's right on the bottom. So that's why I called it New Gold.
Oh, I gotcha. Yep.
And it's been in the bottle for 25 days.
Ooh, fun.
So they say 21 days is all you need it in the bottle. But I'm at day 25. Well, that was a couple days ago. I'm at day 28 or 29 now with the rest of them. I don't know how long they should be in the bottle before we just start drinking them. Having a beer party. I guess next time the kid's over, he should have one because it was his beer mix. But I'm going to try it today.
Well, you
I'm
going to
try New Gold.
Lose.
New Gold number 24. 25. We'll see. And then the next one I put in the refrigerator, I'll call it something else and number it however many days it's been in the bottle.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's how I'm keeping track of how long they've been in the bottle.
I think that sounds great.
Right.
Yeah.
What about everybody else? What's everybody else doing today? I think a lot of people have had to go back to work, and I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, I do too.
I know we're just here flopping around like we don't work, but we do. We're working.
Willy whacking around.
Yeah, we willy whack around. Hey, the Pussifer. Pussifer 3.
Ooh.
That sounds fun.
That's funny.
We really appreciate Juliana being on today. I love that we can expose the world to new artists and designers and people that are needed. Right?
Yeah.
That lady can benefit someone in our listener world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For something, for some time. You don't know. And going forward, who knows? Who knows out there listening could be collaborating with her in the future.
Collaboration is the key.
That's so exciting.
It is
starting
exciting.
New big groups of fun things to do.
Oh.
Ooh.
I like groups and fun things.
I know you do.
I feel really good about the tree.
Me too.
I don't mean to be all over this tree, but I'm really happy about this tree.
I'm really happy about the tree too. I can't believe we would be working on the tree today.
That tree was a thorn in my side.
Yeah.
It was a fissure.
And you even got a little elf chair out of it.
I know. Now we just need an elf.
Just cut it down. We'll make one.
Where are we going to make
an
elf, Shana?
We'll make a creepy little elf.
You can't make an elf.
Yes, we can.
How can you make him run around?
Well.
I'm a little elf. Shana made me in the factory.
That's magic.
That would be
weird.
That's
how you make him run around.
Yeah. Well,
how was Pinocchio made?
Well, Geppetto was a warlock. obviously a high
some
ranking
sort of sorcerer
in the sorcerer community. And so he was able to put it together. Okay? Look, I've got some stuff.
Okay, what do you got?
There's still a blockbuster out there. And right now we're supposed to rally around small businesses and to try to save small businesses.
A blockbuster.
So there is a
movie?
Blockbuster video store in Bend, Oregon.
Interesting.
It's been open through the coronavirus. It hasn't had to lay off any employees. So we need to get to Oregon and rent some DVDs because they need our help. They're a small business.
Yeah, they'll leave them in a Ziploc outside on the curb.
See?
Your DVDs, they Brilliant. Get sanitized Brilliant. When you return them.
Yep, so I have a friend.
How are we going to drive there?
No, I'm getting ready to explain this to you. I have a friend who lives in Bend, Oregon.
Oh.
Okay, he's going to go get our selections for us, mail them to us like he's a Netflix. Remember when they used to do that? And then we're going to watch them.
And mail them back.
Mail them back.
Oh,
we're
wow.
lick them, mail them back.
That seems like a lot of work, and I'm not licking anything.
Well, we don't have to lick it, okay?
You're so gross.
Fine, with the licking. But we'll mail them back. Maybe throw an extra buck for late fees. Come on.
I don't care. You
We're
do,
helping him.
You do whatever you want.
That's helping people across the country, man.
Across the country.
Yep.
Well,
Here's the story.
Of the lady.
That you were talking about yesterday. That illegally... She is an unidentified woman at this point. She illegally entered Yellowstone National Park and fell into a hot spring while taking pictures.
And died.
How does that happen? You think you're just walking backwards, maybe?
I don't know. Got too close.
Walking.
Oh, she lived.
Yep. She was able to drive 50 miles, and then she pulled into a park ranger station and went in there and said, "Please help me. I've illegally burned myself."
Yep.
She was burned so bad they had to take her by helicopter.
Yeah, I'm sure. She fell into a freaking geyser.
I
can't believe she got out.
I thought those things were full of like acid or something, not just hot water.
Like sulfuric acid?
Yeah, I guess not. So maybe these hot springs are just the hot springs. A sulfuric mud pot at Yellowstone and died.
Yeah.
And that was in 2016.
So she didn't fall into that. She not just the fell into the hot springs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, dummy? You shouldn't be in the park when it's closed.
She was near Old Faithful. That bitch, you know what? I want to see Old Faithful before it's gone. Mm-hmm. Or it blows up into a super volcano.
Right.
Or before stupid people like this get it closed on us. And we're not allowed to go there.
At all.
Just like Hanging Lake.
Right.
Up in...
Everyone's ruined that.
They've ruined it. They just trampled it to death.
Now you have to go by appointment only, yeah. And they only allow so many people per day.
From what I heard, Hanging Lake is barely hanging on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you like how I did that?
You're a nerd.
Come on. That was funny, right?
Yeah, it's so funny. You're hilarious.
What about these teachers? The teachers we're finding out are kooks.
What are you talking about?
Well, you've got like these, they're, first of all, they obviously have a lot of expendable cash. Now, this is all speculation. I'm coming up with all this on my own because I'm watching news stories about these teachers that are buying books and workbooks and crayons and stuff and visiting all their students and giving them supplies and gifts and stuff.
Right.
Well, where'd all that extra cash come from? You know what I mean? It's like, I thought you were broke.
Well, they're still getting paid.
Well, still they have bills, the same bills they had.
Well, sure.
Anyway,
now they're maybe not drinking as much because they're not dealing with your children every day.
They're writing songs, like the one lady who's now every day reading books and singing songs and stuff. Something she would never have done. You know why? Because she's a kook and she has to stand in front of people and talk.
Or like she's just being successful in this time.
Well, how about this guy, Bill McAllister? He really missed his students and he wanted to see them. So for what he did is he ran more than 50 miles to each one of their homes. One day he got up and was like, I'm going to all my students' house. And he ran over there to Jimmy's. And then he's like, hey, Jimmy, what's up? And they're like, oh, Jimmy's sleeping. And like, well, when he wakes up, tell him I'm here. And then he ran down the other neighborhood over there to Jill's and said, hey, Jill. And she's like, hi, Master McGallagher. And it's good to see you. Ran over to Jill's.
Okay, we got it. You don't have to do that 50 times.
That's how crazy he is.
I promise. Yeah, you don't have to do that 50 times.
I want to demonstrate the kookiness of Mr. Bill McAllister.
Maybe it's just his love.
Turns out.
For the students.
He isn't even a teacher at that school. He went to students at the wrong school.
Whatever. My God, you're so full of crap. Give me a break.
All right. I make fun of people who wear headphones, like the ones we're wearing right now. The big over-the-ear headphones. Uh-huh. But now, you know, in this situation, it's important because we don't need sound bleeding from our earbuds and sounds. So a lot of people are wearing earbuds. Well, there's a young boy.
You were super choppy. They heard none of it. The audio is fucked. Oh, you're all clicking. Can't hear you. Choppy, are you there? Hi.
How is this my fault?
Because you click everywhere.
All I have is a one-word document open.
I don't know, man.
Well, everything I said a few minutes ago was fascinating.
You know what? You didn't miss anything.
Everything I said was fascinating. All right, I still have one story. I could go back to those other stories about the teachers.
It's still choppy.
It's not choppy. He said we're back.
Gosh.
It's better.
Dina Jo just said
the internet is shit. Okay? Let's call it a day. Don't wear your earbuds too much. You'll grow fucking mold in your ears.
What?
I'm trying to tell you the story. There's a boy. He had ear pain and stiffness. After examination, he was diagnosed that his ear canal was full of mold that was caused from his constant wearing of earbuds.
Gross. Constant. Why didn't his freaking parents teach him how to clean his ears?
Well, obviously, they had to get their ears checked, too, because they must have been dirty. I don't know. I'm just saying they found mold in a kid's ears from earbuds.
Gross.
Now, every once in a while, I'll look down into my earbuds and go, whoa, I'm putting that in my ear? And so then I'll get my toothpick out, and I'll clean them out. Mm-hmm. Do like that.
Gross.
And then blow, put them back in. But I don't wear them for long periods.
Right.
Right, I prefer an over-the-ear. So here is my thing. Over-the-ear headphones. Just wear those.
Oh, just wear those.
And I hope you caught all that.
Yeah.
Okay? So have a great day.
Listen, it's not our fault. You're the one in control of everything.
My internet is shit right now.
Well, okay? And you're running too many things.
No.
Well, because you got no internet.
T-Mobile is limiting us.
Oh.
I swear. They said, hey, we're not going to slow our customers down during this time. And then our shit slowed way down.
Yeah.
So I think they told us they weren't, like, gaslighting us.
Yeah, that's been this whole situation. Yeah. I thought we've talked about that already.
You know what? I've never actually cleaned my earbuds, like, with a sanitary wipe or anything, like, wipe them down. This go into my ears, onto the thing, and then my ears or my pocket.
Yeah. Or on the ground when you drop them.
When I drop them. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Classy.
Yeah. I'm not putting my earbuds in there again.
Until you clean them?
Well, no. I just put new rubbers on this one, so I'm good for a while.
Ew. Yeah. Okay,
got
good.
New rubbers.
That's good. Get your new rubbers on.
Put new rubbers on your headphones, and you will not get mold in your ear.
That's gross. Well, it's Thursday. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Yeah.
We encourage all of you people to be happy out there today. Get outside. Get in the sun. Sit in your grass. Sit on your front porch.
Oh, go watch the grass grow. That's what I'm going to do.
Right, man. You know?
It's a beautiful day.
Tend to your garden, people.
I apologize for everyone who's listening live for the choppiness. You know, all those stories were amazing. So you're going to want to go back and listen to the recording so that you didn't lose anything.
That's right.
You don't miss anything.
You don't fall behind.
If you need something from us, if you need masks, you give us a call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Josie. I'm glad you haven't given up on us. Email us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Join the nation Facebook, Swallow Nation.
And let us know what you're up to. If you would like to be a part of the podcast, just like Juliana was today. Let us know.
Yeah.
Reach out to us. Email us. I have another message on my phone from yet a third person.
Oh.
On the restaurant extravaganza.
Ooh, now we have three.
Now there's a third person.
Dun, 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 dun.
So we are going to have, next week, we are going to have a
drama-packed
saga of a restaurant and the family that is trying to run it.
Right.
Yeah. I really have no idea what to expect, but you will learn more about that coming up next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be fun. All right. We love you guys.
We love you. Stay safe out there.
Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today.
Come on, everybody.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
What day is it?
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
What?
Go be happy today, because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! Do something nice for somebody.
Well, there you have it. Another Thursday installment of the Everything Swallow Podcast. Can you believe it?
No.
It's another Thursday.
Another one.
What are they going to do next? A Friday show.
What?
All right. It's Martini Thursday. It's Happy, Happy Thursday. And it's Find a New Normal Existence.
Right.
Boop, doop, doop, boop. Go have a beautiful day, everyone. We appreciate you being here with us. Feel free to give the show a follow. If you've come in and you've listened, follow us. Share the show. Tell all your friends. Ba-doop, ba-doop, boop, boom. About the Everything Swallow Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
See you soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're the Swallows.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.